Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy. We want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, keep on tweeting, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that it's going down here on today. Amen. For you know, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it. Aren't you glad? You say, come on, let's go in the house of the Lord, glory to God, where you can worship him and praise him and do it with a pure heart and a right mind. Aren't you glad? Amen. I am glad. Glory to God. Well, we're going to go ahead on, amen, and give our announcements. I want you to make sure that you keep these announcements in mind, because your God is moving, so you don't miss the move of God. I know things may not be working out the way you thought they were going to work, but guess what? They're working out for your good. All things work out for the good of them that love the Lord. Do you love him today? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, just know that if you love him, things are going to work out for your good. I know sometimes we look at others and say, well, Lord, they're just doing so good over there. They get everything they want. They just, you know, but understand, we're living this life to live again, and we want to live this life to the fullest so we can see eternal life. Glory to God. So, you know, it may look like it, but just think about it. You don't really know. You're on the outside looking in. You can't really see on the inside. Amen. Glory to God. But I want to encourage you to keep these announcements in mind. First of all, we have Wow Radio on Tuesday night, One Word from the Lord. We have Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. And I want to encourage you, if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, a marriage counselor, a spiritual leader to help you to get to that next level God wants you to go to, glory to God. Or if you have not even got to any levels, you can contact them on Facebook. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. And inbox them and text them. Let them know what the need may be. And they will get back with you. You know, ain't no shame over here. It's all about God's people. It's about getting God's people saved and, you know, and go ahead and discipling more so they can get out and spread the word. You know, one could chase 1,000, two could chase 10,000. So guess what? He wants even the more to go out and tell others about Jesus, you know. So come on, go ahead and hit them up on Facebook and inbox them and let them know what the need may be, and they will get back with you. And you move on down on Saturday. We have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. The show comes on at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Awesome, awesome, awesome show. Elder prays the house down. She preaches, she prays, glory to God, and she tell it just like it is. So you don't want to miss it. The shows are pre-recorded. You can go back and listen on demand on www.blogtalkradio.com. Amen. And if you move on down, we are called the Hour of Power. I am the first Hour of Power, Prophetess Martha Williams, a Prophetic Corner Ministry. The show comes on every Sunday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And you keep it locked right there. I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. And the next Hour Power you will hear will be Voice of Truth, Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. She is also an author. I know the holidays are coming. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So what you want to do is you want to go ahead, hit her up on Facebook. If you don't know how, you can inbox me. You can inbox any of us on the WOW team, and we will get you in touch with her. So you can purchase your book. They're going fast, so I encourage you to come on and get your copy of the book, okay? And don't wait. And the next one will be coming out soon. But if you get the first one, you'll know what it's all about. Then you'll get the second one, and you'll be just so much in tune and in sync with what's really going on. Glory to God. So I encourage you to hit her up on Facebook, or you can contact any of us, and we can get you over to her. Amen. Glory to God. And we encourage you to be a partner. And in partnering, you will receive many, many things. We only ask for $25 or more. Come on and join us. Be a partner. Come on and see and see where God is taking us. Get on the inside. Huh? You know, some just like to stay on the outside, you know. Hey, we're not asking much. Only $25, that's not a whole lot of money, for real. Glory to God. So I encourage you to come on in and get in and see where God is taking them, Wild Pete, because he's taking them beyond. Because we got some fantastic leaders, and they're leading and they're guiding us all the way, glory to God. We're never left alone. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I encourage you to come on and partner for $25 or more. Amen. Glory to God. And you know, all these ministries have been a blessing. I'm not going to say if they've been a blessing. I know they've been a blessing. So I encourage you to give to either of the ministries. Hallelujah. Ain't no shame over here. Hallelujah. If everybody is on one accord, you know, then that's when you want them to be blessed also, because we're all under the same umbrella. Hallelujah. It flows from the head down. Understand. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to go ahead now. If you desire prayer at this time, if you would press the 1, I will open up my line. Amen. Now for prayer. And I don't want you to give me your name. Just tell me where you're calling from and your prayer request, and I will bring you in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. If you desire prayer, you can go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. You know, God is good, and he is worthy. You know, when you need prayer, you can get it. Hallelujah. It's no shame. Like I always say, you can get prayer. I wouldn't care who knows or whatever they hear me say. And if you need more prayer, you can just say, well, just pray this general prayer, and I will contact you later if you want more prayer. Glory to God. Now, you can't get it no better than that. The doors are open. Hallelujah. The only thing it is, you just got to come on in. You know how you say, come on in the room. I'm just telling you, come on in the room. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Nobody's pressed the 1, so we're going to go ahead on with prayer. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you for such a glorious day, oh Father. We thank you that you've allowed us to come together, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. The doors are open, Lord, for those that need prayer, Lord. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, you know what they need, oh Lord. Father God, they need prayer, then let them press the 1 to come in and get what they need, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy, because we know it shall endure forever, oh Lord. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Lord God, for everyone under the sound of my voice. Let them hear the voice of the Lord speaking, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You said, let them have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in these last and evil days. You're telling them to come on and get aboard the gospel train. Let's ride this train to the end in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for your grace. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we know you don't fall short, Lord God. But we know sometimes, Lord God, man falls short, but you never fall short. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the doors that are coming open for your believers in these last days, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, you didn't say how they were going to get there, Lord, but you said, Lord God, that the many doors that were coming open. So, Father God, we thank you for the doors that are open, Lord God, for them, Lord God, whether it's a business, Lord God, whether it's healing they need, Lord, in the name of Jesus, whether it's relationships that they need healing, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We know, Lord God, that those doors are opening right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. We thank you, Lord God, have you have bound us together on one accord, Lord God, to come before you, God, to hear the word on today in the name of Jesus. Father God, we bind all spirits is not like you, Lord. Every spirit that tries to come against the airways, oh Lord God, and not let the word go through in the mighty name of Jesus. We know, Lord God, that your word, Lord God, shall stand the test of time, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. You say heaven and earth may pass away, but your word shall not return unto you void. So, Lord, we know every word that's in the Bible is yea and yea, yea and amen. If you said it, Lord God, we can have it. All we got to do is believe and walk by faith and not by sight, God. We don't know what it looks like, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, but we still got to believe it, Lord God, in our heart by faith that you're going to give it to us, because that's where it all comes together at, Lord God. Lord, you did every man the faith the size of a mustard seed. And Father God, we thank you now for waking up that faith on the inside, Lord God, that has been laying dormant for years. In the name of Jesus, oh God, many say they believe, Lord, but nothing is happening. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we say spark a fire. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, light a fire. Oh, good God Almighty, on the inside, Lord God, and let them know, Lord God, if they continue to say, I believe, Lord, but help my unbelief. Help me, Lord God, with my doubt. Help me, Lord God, to come up higher, to believe what you said I can have. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, as this is the coming forth season for everything, Lord God, that you desire. This is the coming forth season for everything that you've been waiting for. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. We thank you, Lord God, that opening doors, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that no man can close in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, those spirits that try to keep them bound down. Our Lord God are lifting out from them right now in the name of Jesus. They won't be bound. Oh, my God, with no anxiety. Oh, good God Almighty, oh God, in the name of Jesus, no depression. Oh, my God. Hey, glory to God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you have lifted all these things off of me as I pray the prayer of faith and believe, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you the honor. We praise your holy name on high. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. There's someone on this line. You have been bowed down with depression, especially when it get close to the holidays. Glory to God. You've lost some loved ones. Yes. Hallelujah, glory to God, and it sets you back to thinking, and you so much as cry, hallelujah, but you know what, God is giving you a big hug on today to let you know, hallelujah, he still loves you. Out of all the circumstances and everything that has happened, he will always love you, and he's going to make you feel that love on tonight. You're going to feel warmth, oh, my God, all over your body. That's the hug from the living God. He's going to touch you in a mighty way. So just believe it, receive it, and it's going to happen in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, we serve an awesome God. We serve a good God. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. He don't forget you. Hallelujah. We know, you know, people go through, but here's the thing. You know, sometimes they fear not to, you know, not to tell others. You know, because they don't want nobody else to think, you know, well, you know, I'm going through, I'm the strong one. No, hallelujah. It's okay to share what you're going through with somebody whom you know can pray, because this is the season, hallelujah. Sometimes you be bound down with thinking about what done happened, and, you know, and loved ones and different things, and, you know, you're just bound. You can't move no further. You can't go no higher. You just can't get out of that rut. Glory to God, you come in day after day. I see you in your house. You come in day after day saying, Lord, I wish they were here. Lord, I wish, understand what you need to do. Say, Lord, hold me. Lord, take me in your arms and hold me. Let me feel your warmth. Let me feel your love, God. Lord, I'm heavy laden, but Lord, I know you can lift this burden. Huh, my God, my God. When you began to call on him, he will do it. He's not going to leave you alone. He said, I never leave you nor forsake you. So he's not going to leave you. He's going to lift it. Hallelujah. So all you got to do is just call on him. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to get ready to get into our message on today. I want you to go ahead and turn with me to Acts chapter 5. Let's just talk about a little bit of Acts chapter 4 when we was talking about Peter and John. It's going to lead over into this. When we was talking about Peter and John, you know, how they were preaching and they were teaching the word of God to the people, and many, it said 5,000 got saved, many men, 5,000 men got saved, you know, under the word that was coming forth. And because they were preaching and teaching the word of God to the people to get them saved, and they were persecuted and they were bound, amen, by certain ministers and glory to God, what they call themselves, okay, priests. Hallelujah, glory to God. And they took them and told them they didn't want them to say another word, hallelujah, about Jesus. But, you know, we have the right now to speak about Jesus, hallelujah. You know, God will let you know when to say, what to say, and when to just be quiet. He'll do all that, hallelujah. I've learned he does do that. Glory to God. And they didn't want them to say nothing else. They said, who are we going to believe? We gonna do what y'all say do, or are we going to do what God says do? Hallelujah. And because all those people believed what they, you know, what they were saying about Jesus and salvation and talking about how he's a good God and how he died on the cross and he shedded his blood, and they were talking about him, and they got mad. They got upset about that. You know, sometimes people do not want to hear the word of God. But guess what? You keep on, sister. You keep on, brother, talking about Jesus. It's okay. You know that part about resist the devil and he will flee. Well, guess what? When you keep throwing that out there, Jesus, then that person don't flee anyway. But they ain't going to want to hear it. Hallelujah. But that's okay. They kept on, you know, talking about Jesus, and they didn't want to hear it. They wanted to lock him up and wanted to do this there to him. But then, you know, after they healed the man at the gate, beautiful, they really didn't have nothing to hold them on. They just couldn't. They was afraid because all the people that had gotten saved, they was afraid what was going to happen. But, you know, when they got saved, those people know how to pray. Because he said, I bet every man the faith the size of a mustard seed. So guess what? They put that mustard seed faith to work. Because, you know, they were out there praying for them. Because when they released them, oh, my God, they said they was happy as I don't know what. When they told them to go on and don't speak no more about the word of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, they made a mistake, didn't they? Hallelujah. But you know what? After they learned about Jesus, then what they started to do was sell off their property. They did. They started to sell their property and give it to the apostles so they can take care of, they said, the believers that needed it, according to my Bible. It said the believers that needed it, glory to God. And they started to sell off their property and give it to them. Hallelujah. And there was one man named Barnabas. He just sold it all, you know, and he said, here, just give it to them. He said, give it. He brought it and laid it at the apostles' feet. And he told them to take care of those that were in need. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. So, you know, this is going to carry over into chapter 5. That's where we are now. But understand what I'm getting ready to tell you. This is New Testament church. I know you've heard it many times. I've heard it many times also. But I looked into it and dived in and dug up some stuff and rooted out some stuff. And you know, it came to me a little different, you know. So things are going to come to you different. So I want you to understand this is New Testament church now, okay? We ain't over up there, amen, Old Testament. We're in New Testament church, hallelujah. So that's where we are now. We're going to go to Acts chapter 5. I'm going to start at the first verse. I'm going to title this message, Be Careful Who You Listen To, hallelujah, okay? My God, you have to be careful who you listen to. You got to make sure that they own the word and talk, make sure they ain't telling you to lie against the Holy Ghost, and just make sure, hallelujah, careful who you listen to. You know, some people can listen to a lot of people. They can be talking, but ain't talking about nothing, not nothing. Jesus ain't even in that mess. I'm going to give you a short testimony, and then I'm going to move on. I remember they told me, well, you know what? I said, no. I said, that's not right. It's not fair. Well, and I told him, I said, no, it's not fair. And there's what they said, well, you know what? You know, understand now, you know, this is what God's saying. God wants you to do. I said, God ain't in that mess. He ain't in that mess of you making me miserable. He's not in that mess. And I just had to tell him, because see, a lot of times people do say they want to use that. Whenever they know you're a prophet, whenever they know you're a Christian, then that's what they use. They'll come at you with that. Hallelujah. Well, you know, Jesus, now think about it. You know, Jesus will want you to help them out. No, he don't want you to make me miserable trying to help somebody else. He's not going to do that. Because it says, well, yeah, God gives you, it adds no sorrow. Huh? Okay? You got to know the word. You can holler at Jesus all day long. But if you ain't doing what he say do, it don't even matter. Let's move on. Chapter 5, verse 1 of Acts. But a certain man named Ananias and Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession. See, right here, they sold a possession. See, they was kind of copying what Barnabas did. Hallelujah. and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. Well, understand here, they did. They brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet, but they didn't have to do that. They didn't tell them to do it. Whenever that those people heard the word, then that's when, now understand, just think about those people that heard the word and they came and they laid what they sold at the apostles' feet because they wanted to do something for the Lord, you know, for Jesus. Isn't it something how when you work hard and you do all this work and then you come and you say, well, Lord, I ain't got the $10. I'm going to tithe off of this 10, Lord. I'm going to give you 5 and I'm going to keep 5. And come on now. But he know that you done made more than that. Don't you think he know? He can see what you made. He sees in your bank account. He sees everything. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 3. But Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep that part of the price of the land? You see right here, he already knew. He knew. See? He already knew. Why did he lie to the Holy Ghost? See, when you think when you're lying to the leaders or other, well, you know what? I don't have but this. This is all I'm going to tithe off of. You'll see in a minute. It's not about all about that. Just hold on. We're going to get there. You were lying to the Holy Ghost on the inside of these guys because, guess what, the apostle, because they had been trained and they were then, Jesus, amen, had trained them up to be apostles. And guess what? Hallelujah. They were lying. They thought they were lying to them, but they were lying to the Holy Ghost. So be careful, hallelujah, who you follow. You see, and his wife even agreed to it. So don't agree. When you see somebody else doing something and you know it's a story, it's a lie, don't agree to that mess. I'm not going to follow you if you ain't following Jesus. The Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. If you ain't following Christ in this, then I'm not going with you. Hallelujah. I'm not going with you nowhere. Let's move on. While it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto a God. You see, he was saying, you know, you ain't lied to men. You lied to the Lord. You lied to God. So when you say, well, Lord, you know, this is all I made on my check this week. And so I'm not going to give my full tithe. I'm just going to give this. Don't you know he see it? Hallelujah. It don't matter. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It does not matter. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of times people don't know what tithes and offering is. You know, and they'll say, well, you know, I took my tithes and I gave it to somebody else. No, that's not right. Your tithes go to your local church. Hallelujah. And if you have something else you want to give, then you can give that outside. Hallelujah. But you don't give your tithes to someone on the street. You want to put it in your local church or whatever ministry you're under. That's the way it works. You know, when people don't know the word, they just don't know. And it's not for us to beat them up, but it's up for us to come forth and tell them the truth so they'll know which way to go and what to do. You see right here, he didn't lie to men. He thought he was lying to Paul then. To Peter and John. But he wasn't lying to them. He was lying to the Holy Ghost on the inside of them. Now, how do you think that they knew that he didn't bring everything that he sold his property for? But they didn't tell him to do it anyway. So he could have kept it all. They didn't care. They didn't ask him that. Hallelujah. They didn't tell him to sell it. It was they did this on their own because when they found out who he was, who God really, really was, then they wanted to do something for those who were in need. And that's what they did. They sold off their property and sold things so that they could, you know, the believers could have something. Amen. Those that were suffering and didn't have nothing, you know, that's what they did. But they didn't tell them to sell it. They was following Barnabas. But see, when he gave, Barnabas gave all of his, as you can see in chapter 4 at the end. He gave his and thought nothing about it. So like I always say, and I hear it again and again, when you give it, it's out of your hand. It's out of your hand. Don't worry about it. You'll see. Hallelujah. So then it'll go and do what that it needs to do. If God tells you to change it, then that's when you change it. Hallelujah. When that Holy Ghost power on the inside of you said, okay, I want you to do something else. I want you to go and give something somewhere else. Then that's what you do. Hallelujah. You got to follow that. You got to follow that. Come on, follow that. You know, a lot of times people come to these shows time after time and Sunday after Sunday, and they just come just to be coming. They just, some of them come just to hear people make mistakes. They do. So they can go back and talk about it and rant rave about it. But if you ain't coming with the right spirit, hallelujah, glory to God, understand that's on you. Oh, my God. So don't, you have to be careful why you come. Come with a pure heart and open ears to hear what the Spirit is saying, not what Prophet Martha's saying, hallelujah, but what the Spirit is saying to you. He's saying to the churches in the last days, the love of many going to wax cold, hallelujah. But you see, they're going to be lovers of stuff. Lovers of money. Look right here. Glory to God. She is already New Testament. And understand, Ananias and Sapphira, they were Christians. Hallelujah. But they just got sidetracked. Because Ananias, he was the one that got sent to Paul. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he didn't want to go. But he went anyway. Hallelujah. Yeah, you just have to search it out. I'm not going to go all into that, but search it out and seek it. And the young men arose, wound him up. No, I'm sorry. Let's go back up fast. And Ananias, hearing these words, bailed out and gave up the ghost. And great fear came on all them that heard these things. You see right here, everybody that heard what happened, they got scared. Hallelujah. You have to have a reverential fear of what God's going to do. Don't have no reverential fear of what man going to do, because man can't do nothing to you, hallelujah. They don't have a heaven or hell to put you in, glory to God. But fear what the Lord's going to do to you. That's what you do. When you want to walk upright, you want to talk right, you want to be in his great commandments and keeping his commandments and telling others about Jesus. You know, now is the time for all of us, I said everybody, hallelujah, to raise up a little higher, come up to the top. I know he's now, you know, he's now giving people, amen, laying other people on other people's hearts to pray. Hallelujah. That didn't want to come out. But, hey, devil, I'm sorry. I got this. Hallelujah. He is. He's raising up other people to pray for other people. Some people you would need to fight. And this, well, I don't want them praying for me. You don't know how you may miss out. I know you can't have everybody praying. But some people God do raise up to pray for you. And you don't know, hallelujah, you could be missing out on that person's prayer, because guess what? The effectual fervent prayer, that's going to be a fervent prayer coming from them. Huh? They ain't going to have no reason to go to the left on you. They're going to pray the prayer of faith, and they're going to believe. And he'll give it to them when they first start coming in. Because I remember when I first started, amen, out, amen, everything I prayed, and I prayed for people, and it come. It does the same thing now. It's just awesome. Because you want to be a soul winner for God. So guess what? You got to come up a little higher. Forget all that other junk. It ain't important. Hallelujah. You know, forget it. Just quit it and forget it. Let's move on to verse 6. And the young men arose, wound him up, and carried him out and buried him, because he lied to the Holy Ghost. You see, this old saying, you know, this is in the word. It says, you know, if you sin against man, God could help you, because Jesus died on the cross. So now we have repentance, okay? But if you lie to the Holy Ghost, nobody can help you. Hallelujah. This is New Testament church here. So be careful who you're following. You know, well, if they did it and got away with it, I'm going to do it and get away with it too. No, not so. Hallelujah. They might have got by right then, but they will not get away. Because remember, everything has a way of coming back. Ah, like that word says, you reap just. It said you reap just what you sow. So remember that, hallelujah. It has a way of coming back to you. Let's move on to verse 7. And it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. See, she didn't know what happened to him. Now here she come. Here she come bringing her little old bottom, coming on in there, tagging in her 3 hours. Hallelujah. I've been thinking, hold on, wait a minute now. Okay. He ain't came back. Normally, you just think about it. He was out of town. You know, I would say he didn't come back normally like he normally come back when he you know, went with John and Peter and them and talking. And he didn't come back. I mean, she don't go in there. Okay. Well, you know, she was already, amen, the one who said, okay, well, we'll do this. Okay. You got to be careful who you're following. I don't care if your husband, brother, uncle, auntie, sister, mama, brother, tell her. Be careful. Hallelujah. I know that was a lot, really. But anyway, be careful who you're following. You have to. Because if somebody else lying, that don't mean you're going to tell the lie. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't do it. Don't do it. You see it right here. Now, after 3 hours, here she comes. Let's see what happens. after Peter answered unto her, tell me. And Peter already knew because her husband already dead. Yeah. They done wound him up and took him on and buried him. He too. Now, and Peter answered unto her, tell me whether ye sold the land for so much. And she said, yea, for so much. And she gave them an amount. Hallelujah. But you know, she could have came in there and told the truth. She didn't have to be a part of what he said. Be careful who you follow. See? Oh, my God. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door and shall carry thee out. So in other words, you were going to, sister, because you agreed to this. Hallelujah. But they didn't have to, it didn't have to be like that. They didn't have to be like that because they, when they sold their land, they could have kept it. They didn't ask them to do it. That was something they said. So you have to be careful about making vows, and we're going to get into that a whole nother time. We've been thinking about that and talking about that. Hallelujah. Me and this other person, we've been talking about making vows and not keeping them. Hallelujah. So you better be careful what you say in the heat of the moment. Hallelujah. But Lord, if you give me, Lord, all this money, Lord, I'm going to come back and I'm going to sow what I got to sow. You get that money, you may do like Ananias and Sapphira. Won't even come that way and say, well, you know what? This is all I got. This is all I'm going to tithe off of. This is all I'm getting. And that is not how much God gave you. He gave you enough to give your leaders, amen, glory to God, to do whatever they wanted to do, you know, build a church or to start another ministry or pay for the lights to stay on in the church or whatever he called them to do. He gave you enough money to help do all those things. But you want to keep it all now. Don't be another Ananias, Sapphira, and lie to the Holy Ghost. You ain't lying to them. You're lying to the Holy Ghost living on the inside. So whenever you get ready, make sure you're not lying. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of times people say, well, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, you can repent to man, yes. But if you lie to the Holy Ghost, can't nobody help you. You're through. Can't nobody help you. Let's move on. Then she fell down straightway at his feet and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in and found her dead and carried her forth, buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon all the church and upon as many as heard these things. Now, you can imagine that whole town was probably struck. They were, oh, my gosh, this is no, uh-uh. Can you imagine what that did to them when they heard what she, him and her had done? Hallelujah. Don't you know it frightened them? Yes, they had a reverential fear then. You know, sometimes things don't happen until sometimes people see a spider and a woman say, oh, my God, did that happen? But you want to live your best life now for Jesus. Make sure you're living your best life now for the Lord. You need to just go back, amen, to the altar, get kneel down, get up at the altar, or get at his feet, kneel down in the house and say, Lord, here I am. I don't want to do that junk no more. I want to stay right and in perfect real with you. All that other stuff that go on and went on and all that animosity I used to have and all that, hallelujah, you want to make sure that he gets all of that out. Hallelujah. And if I have anything, Lord, he said, create in me a clean heart and renew in me a right spirit. You want to get rid of all that stuff. So God can use that vessel to go and tell somebody else about a man named Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And what they were saying, they gathered up all in one place. It was in the believers in Jerusalem, and guess what? They're going to have a good time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. So just be careful. We're going to move on, amen, to verse 13. And of the rest, no man joined himself to them. But the people magnified them. They magnified what God was doing, and they, as they saw the miracles and everything that they'd done through the Holy Ghost power, they magnified, they worshiped, they praised. Hallelujah. And they were teaching the believers about Jesus, glory to God, and they caught hold, and hallelujah. Ain't it something when you can hear that word and you grab hold of that word and you use it in your everyday life? Don't just come and don't get no word and don't use nothing. Just come and get whatever suits you, whatever floats your boat. Come and get it amen, and put it in your everyday life into practice, because it will change your life right away. Ain't no doubt about it. And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes, both men and women. You see, it was more believers added because they saw what Peter and John was about. And also, you know, it kind of scared them up a little bit too when they saw Ananias and Sapphira. They heard about it. They might have didn't see it, but they heard about them. They said, oh, no, my God, good God Almighty. Can you imagine? Hallelujah. They know that these were men of God. So that's what scared them just a little. Well, it said scared them. Hallelujah. Yes, it would have. Now, you just think if you were there and you saw this, you'd be like, uh-oh, Lord, forgive me, Lord. Uh-oh, Jesus, in the name of the Lord. You'd have been hollering too. Glory to God. Lord, save me. Lord, I'm sorry, Lord. You'd have went and emptied your bank account and said, you know, y'all take it all. Jesus, uh-oh. Take it all. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, just think about it. If they could probably turn back the hands of time, they probably would have went and got all that money they had and gave it to them and thought no more about it. Hallelujah. In so much that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. See, they knew after they saw all this and Peter and them doing great and mighty work for the Lord, they went and got some more people and brought them in and hoping that they can just pass by and shadow him, because they had that Holy Ghost power on the inside. And understand that Ananias and Sapphira, it was that Holy Ghost power that gave them that strength that they had. But they wanted to lie to it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you got to be careful. Be careful who you follow. There came also a multitude out of the cities round and about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one. You see, it didn't say he picked out certain ones to heal. See, they believed, so that's when they came forth, hallelujah, to show the apostles the sick people and wanted them healed. These people got healed, all of them, because they believed enough to bring forth these people to get healed. Hallelujah. See, they had done already, you know, heard the word, so they believed after all that that had happened. Then they brought forth sick people to be healed, and it said every one of them was healed. Hallelujah. Then the high priest rose up, here we go again, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation. In other words, they were angry. They got mad, hallelujah, because they were healing people and getting people saved. You know, sometimes people will come against you, and I've heard it many times, you know, but here's the thing. You got to stand strong in the Lord. No matter what they do, no matter what they say, don't let them tear you down, hallelujah, telling you you ain't this, telling them you ain't that. Telling them, you know, saying, well, you know what, God didn't call you. Don't do none of that. He called all of us to minister. Hallelujah. And when you try to live right, you are better understand they coming. He going to send his little imps to try to distract you from going on with Jesus. He going to send his little imps to tell you, you ain't no prophet. You ain't no preacher. You ain't no teacher. Hallelujah. He going to send his little imps to tell you, if you make one little old mistake, he said, well, you ain't no Christian. Look what you did. Hallelujah. Look at you. Look what you done. You ain't no Christian. You see, he's going to send his little imps to make sure that they deposit that one little negative seed so you can start thinking on it. Glory to God. And he's going to send them that you know, not them you don't know. Let's move on. Verse 18. And lay their hands on the apostles and put them in common prison, all because they would get people saved, healed, and set free. Isn't that something? Hallelujah. But see, they wanted to see his people being healed and set free. Don't you know when you strike out for a man named Jesus, they coming, persecution coming. You're going to have people, maybe, amen, if you're on the social media or whatever you're on, you know, people will come and say, well, this, that, oh, well, that's not right or that's not true. And, I've had that. But guess what? God told me, don't worry about that. Because if they persecuted Jesus and they're persecuting his apostles, think about it. You know, they're coming after you. So don't worry about that. You just keep on. And if you have a word for somebody, listen, you don't have to be either of those. You don't. He will give you a word. Hallelujah. All of us are called a minister. He will give you a word that can turn somebody's world upside down. It can help them in that spur of that moment when they need it. That word, you can just tell them, well, you know what? Jesus loves you. And that word right there will spark a fire. Hallelujah. It'll light it up on the inside of them. So you know what? That's what they told me. I was going through so much, and all they did was just told me Jesus loved me. And when they told me that, I felt that thing. And it healed them right there. So no, I thank you for that, because I was just thinking I was about to lose my mind. Hallelujah. So, you know, hallelujah. You give what you know. Work with what you got. Hallelujah. Don't try to be somebody else. Work with what you got. Whatever he's given you over these years, just work with what you got. Hallelujah. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, go stand and speak in the temple of the people all the words of this life. So he told him, go out there and stand up there. Hallelujah. He went and got him out of jail. Ain't there something? Don't you know, hallelujah, whenever you feel yourself down and in prison and people are persecuting you, he will get you out of jail. Because guess what? He's going to take care of that person who's delivering that message. Hallelujah. And it's the wrong message. He's going to take care of that lying spirit. You better know it. Hallelujah. And yes, he did. He said, go up there and preach about Jesus and eternal life. Stand up there and preach it. Hallelujah. And don't you know, hallelujah, glory to God, that he had their back, because he's not going to let nothing happen to him. Hallelujah. Because guess what? He could have took them all out. The Holy Ghost Spirit, amen, glory to God. Jesus, he could have took them all out. Wouldn't have been nobody left. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So don't let it drown you down just because people say who you aren't and who you are. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You just continue on with Jesus, and he'll grow you. Hallelujah. And when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and talked. But the high priest came, and they that were with them, and called the council together, and all the senate of the children of Israel, and sent them to prison to have them brought. Ain't that something? Now, see, they want to put them in prison because they're talking about Jesus. Isn't that something? You know, some people say, well, I don't know. I don't want to hear that. Well, you know, okay, amen, glory to God. I remember, amen, I was in the hospital, and, you know, it was someone in there I went to see, and, you know, these people were in there, and I said, you know what? I said, are y'all saved? I prayed for this person. They was on the bed, hallelujah, and oh, my God, they're doing fine now. They were really sick, but thank God he raised them up, hallelujah. And I said, y'all saved? You know, I was talking to the other young ladies, and I said, are y'all saved? But the thing about it was, what happened, the devil came in, amen, and I felt him when he walked in the door. Amen. And the whole atmosphere of that room just changed. I said, oh, good God, I'm out of here. I said, okay, I see you. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. So you got to know what you know where you are. Hallelujah. Because the whole atmosphere, it was good. You know, the grandma was there, and the sisters were there, and everything was lovely. But when this one person came in the room, that whole atmosphere just changed. It changed. Hallelujah. So that was him coming to try to hold on to what he wanted to hold on to them. That's what it was. Hallelujah. Isn't that something? My God, my God. You know, God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Let's move on down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he is good. Glory to God. My God, we serve an awesome God, an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah, my God. And they threw him in prison. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Let's move on to verse 22. When then the officers came and found them not in prison, they returned and told. Hallelujah. You see, the angels of the Lord that came and got them out. See, he'll get you out of any mess. You ain't got to worry whenever you're trying to go and talk to people and get them saved about a man named Jesus. You ain't got to worry, because he will get you out of that mess. And whoever coming against you, he'll shut the loud mouth in the name of Jesus. You ain't got to worry when you go and you try to teach and preach the word of God. You're going to go through before, you're going to go through doing and you're going to go through after. But you know, he is good, like I said, and he is worthy, hallelujah. If you ain't seen him activate, amen, things in your own life, then go back to the drawing board and find out what's going on. Now, ask him to activate your faith even the more, because things aren't coming together like you wanted, hallelujah. And sometimes it ain't all money. Sometimes it ain't all honey. Sometimes it ain't all the things in the world, amen, cars, the houses, the land, and all that different stuff, and the clothes, and the shoes you put on, and the hairdos, and the weeds you throw in your hair, hallelujah. Even the wigs you throw on top of your head. It ain't all about that. He wants you to come on in and love on him even the more, so you can get more from him when you pull from the power of the Holy Ghost and have it on the inside, so you will be untouchable, so nothing, nobody say amen can rock your boat. You ain't gonna let them shake your ship. Oh my God, you ain't gonna let them knock you off the bow. You're gonna be the one that's guiding. You're gonna be the captain guiding that ship. Hallelujah, glory to God. You are the captain guiding your ship. And what I mean by that, glory to God, you're the one that has to make up your mind. Am I gonna walk with Jesus? Am I gonna serve him and let it be God in my life? You're the one that's gonna have to do all that. So it's not about the money. With Ananias and Sapphira, it wasn't about the money. It was the lie that they told when they told them that they hadn't sold. They sold it, but this is what they sold it for so much. Hallelujah. It wasn't about the money, because the apostles know that they served an awesome God, because guess what? He can give them even the more. Glory to God. He can take care of his people. All they had to do was call on him, and he would be there and give them whatever they needed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you see, it wasn't about that. It's not about that every time. Hallelujah. It's about you learning more about the power that the Holy Ghost can give you on the inside. Hallelujah. It's about not lying, not having a lying spirit. Glory to God. Because one of the commandments was, thou shalt not lie. Hallelujah. And especially lying to the Holy Ghost. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. Saying the prison truly found, we shut with all safety, and the keepers standing without before the doors. But when we had opened it, we found no man within. He said, we shut the door. We locked them. And we were there. We didn't go nowhere. But they were on the outside, up there standing in the streets, up there preaching again and teaching the salvation. Hallelujah. Isn't that something? He will get you out of any tunnel. He'll get you out of any ditch. And as I was saying, we was talking, me and some other people, we were talking about the mountains. Amen. You can't go over them. You can't go on them. Glory to God. So sometimes you just going to have to walk through. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. So you got to be able to walk through the mountains. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You walk through the mountains and they split. Come on now. Then wasn't he the one that parted the Red Sea? Hallelujah. Didn't he call it for them to go through on dry ground? And what did they do? They went through on dry ground. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, we don't think about all those things that Jesus done in the Bible. We don't think about all those things that they did. Hallelujah. During those times. But if he did that then, he could do it now. It ain't nothing no different. But the only thing about it is we have to believe in our spirit that he's going to do it, because he will do it. Now, when the high priest and the captains of the temple and the chief priests heard these things, they doubted of them whereunto this would grow. Then came one and told them, saying, behold, the men whom ye put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people. Hallelujah. They didn't run. They was up there standing doing what, when God sent his angel to come down and tell them what he wanted them to do when he got them out of prison. They didn't run. Hallelujah. They stood up there and they was telling the people about salvation. Hallelujah. Telling them about a man named Jesus. Telling them about eternal life, what they can have. Glory to God. They didn't run. You better stop running from the devil. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord, the devil's busy. You're calling him. He coming. Hallelujah. Let me help you again. You're calling. He coming. You never say the devil's busy. Don't say the devil's busy. Say, Lord, I know you're on the main line. I can call you up and tell you what I want. Hallelujah. Even though you know that you know that you know that you know that there is something going on, he said, you know, understand, although the weapon form, it shall not prosper. So there are going to be weapons that form, but they won't prosper. We got to stand up as Christians nowadays and know that he is on the inside of us. And I'm not going to move, and I'm not going to be shaking about what they do and what they say. I said sometimes, you know, here's the thing. You know, don't come tell me nothing. Don't come tell me that stuff. I don't want to hear that mess. Because guess what? Once it's released from them and released into you, then that devil done planted his seed. So be careful who you follow also. Be careful who you listen to. Because once that seed get planted, you're going to have a hard time. Amen. Trying to cast that thing down and cast it out. And guess what's going to happen? It's going to make you angry. It's going to make you angry. So you see, just be careful about that. Be careful who you follow. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for the word on today, oh Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord. Whatever they may need, Lord, whatever they need to pull from you, let them get it, Lord God, in this season, oh God. Lord, let the Holy Ghost power raise up on the inside and let them fear not what man could do. But stand up, Lord God, for your word. Stand up, Lord God, and get people saved and brought out of darkness in your marvelous light. Huh? Don't worry about what people say, huh? But let them hold on to your unchanging hand, because you're the one that's going to carry them through, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Every word of yea and amen, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. The doors that come open, Lord God, man is not going to close them. Although they've been trying to close the doors, oh God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I send it in the spirit realm right now, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to get back and behave right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that have been thinking that they're losing their mind, he said, I'll keep you clothed in your right mind. If you keep your mind stayed on me, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come against that spirit of deception, that spirit of deceit, in the mighty name of Jesus, stand up for what's right, oh my God, and resist what's wrong, in the mighty name of Jesus. We serve an awesome God. We serve a right now on time God, in the mighty name of Jesus. He wants you to go out, hallelujah, and tell others on your job, tell them about a man named Jesus. There's someone, they've been coming to you, hallelujah, glory to God, and you've been fearful, hallelujah, but no more. Cast out perfect love, cast out all fear, hallelujah. Do you have perfect love in Jesus? Well, if you do, it's going to cast out that fear, and you're going to begin to tell them, well, I knew a man named Jesus, and before I got saved, hallelujah, I didn't know who he was, I didn't know which way he went, but now I can tell you, he calmed the raging sea. Good God Almighty, my God, he walked on water, hallelujah, glory to God, he made it rain, my God, not just a little dribble of fizzle. Good God Almighty, hallelujah, glory to God, that's what you got to do. Hallelujah. My God, my God. He is good and he is worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So don't draw back. Continue on and listen. Watch who you follow. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He is good. Hallelujah. My God is good and he is worthy. Amen. Hallelujah. I know you received the word on today because I felt it in my spirit. Hallelujah. I know you received about lying to the Holy Ghost. Oh, my God. You know, I talked a little bit about the Holy Ghost on last week. My God. And I wasn't through. It just seemed like it was just done. So that's why I had to come on and carry over into this next chapter. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It is what it is. Hallelujah. Whatever you make, you bring it to his table. He said, so there'll be meat on my table. Hallelujah. If you make, amen, $200, do the math. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you make $300, do the math. Hallelujah. And let me help you now. You know, we have Google. We can talk to it and tell it, you know, this is what I need to know, and I need you to do this. If you can't add, you can't subtract. Hallelujah. And they got phones, got calculators on them and everything else. It's too much out there now for you to say you don't know. Glory to God. Well, if you can't calculate a little $200 or $300, how are you going to calculate $1 million if he give it to you? Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. God is good. Hallelujah. I don't like to leave the show without giving the invitation to salvation. He is worthy. I keep saying it because he is worthy. He is worthy. Sister, no matter what you're going through, he is worthy. He is worthy. Hallelujah. Cast your worries. I hear it. Cast your worries on him because he is worthy. Hallelujah. He can take care of it, sister. You got to give it to him. But the thing is, you're picking it up and you're telling everybody. And once you continue to release it to them, what happens? They release it to somebody else. Then somebody else get it. Then somebody else get it. And before you know it, it's still in the atmosphere. So how do you expect? That's why, you know, some people say, well, you know what? I didn't know they were sick. No, you know why? I wouldn't have told you either. Because if you tell one person, then they're going to go tell somebody else. Then they're going to go tell somebody else. Well, in the midst of all that, you're trying to get healed. Well, guess what? All that sickness that they spread is coming back, and it's triggering on you. So you're having a hard time. That's the way it works. So just be careful. Because what it is, it's just a circle. It comes around. It goes all the way around and come back around. So just be careful about that. You tell somebody who's going to pray and believe with you, yes. And they ain't going to spread over here, spread over there, spread over here. That's the way it works. Hallelujah. And you done released it in the atmosphere, so that means the devil getting it, so now it's trapped, right? Amen. Glory to God. But anyway, hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to repeat after me the prayer of salvation. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Father. Lord, I repent of everything that I've done, every thought that I've had that wasn't like you, Father. I repent of it in the name of Jesus. I give you my heart, Lord God. Clean me, Lord. Mold me into what you want me to be so I can go out, Lord, and be a disciple to others, God. In the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you, and I repent. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the body of Christ. Hit me on Facebook. I have Martha William page and Prophetess Martha, and let me know it was you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, because he wants you to come. Amen. And tell others. You may be in the grocery store. You may be in the line in the restaurant getting something to eat. Something simple. He just say, you know, Jesus loves you, you know. So there's this song, and I remembered it, and I was singing it one day, and I said, I was telling someone about it. I said, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Y'all ought to remember that one. Glory to God. Amen. I'm going to go ahead on now. Don't forget to tune in to Minister Elaine coming up next, A Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Hallelujah. Tune in to her show. I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. That way you can go get you some water, some Kool-Aid. Hallelujah. You can get some juice. Hallelujah. Apple juice, whatever, grape juice, whatever. Go get it, drink it, and get ready in 30 minutes. If you got to eat, eat. Bring your plate on, sit it down, because you're going to eat good when you go over there. She's going to give you the spiritual food. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now for the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we will see you back on next Sunday. Be blessed.